When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, Zack Snyder, boy. Zack Snyder. He's crying right now. Why don't y'all leave me alone? Why y'all so hard on me? You know, there's a lot of hate for Zack Snyder out there. So I saw one critic say, critics today look at Zack Snyder. He is the enemy of all things cinema right now.
Dang.
people hate Zack Snyder now, man. You know, to the point where his defenders say, you're not even giving him a chance. You hate the stuff that he does before it even comes out, and you know this. So, you know, why don't you take your bias, shove it up your ass, and let everybody else who enjoys his movies, let them have their day. That's to you, shut up, because you're not going to like it anyway. Well, I have you know, I am not a Zack Snyder hater. I'm not. I don't think you are either. Marlon, you don't speak for me.
Let's just focus on you right now.
Not Martin, too. Oh, no. What about you, Julie? You like me, right?
There was a time I was a fan, but I've gotten sick of some of his tricks, to be honest.
Oh, no, not you, Julie. Oh. Yeah. Well, I that is almost my catchphrase now. I am a fair man. You know,
you say that no matter how true it is or isn't.
Yeah. Well, in this case, it's true. I have nothing against Zack Snyder. So when I hear Zack Snyder wants to come out, and he always saying I make stuff from the heart too. Well, some people say you make from the ass too. Yeah. So,
you might want to look into that transplant or maybe a pacemaker or something.
Oh, leave it alone. Stop it, y'all. Being fair, though, means I'm not going to come out and criticize this man just to criticize him. But at the same time, I do have my problems with Mr. Snyder. I know I've had my problems, such as with his last movie, which I was actually looking forward to. That last Rebel Moon that came out, mm-hmm. I was the one saying, hey, look, y'all know how I feel about Star Wars today. So if this man thinks that he can come out with a better Star Wars, then let him. Because Star Wars apparently can't do it themselves. As far as movies go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they keep doing the same shit over and over again. So, tired of it.
Did he do it?
Well, he keeps doing the same shit over and over again. That's the problem. He managed to rip off Star Wars, and somehow he ripped it off and slowed it down. So nah, I wasn't a big fan of the last movie, and I tried to be, but I did say, hey, look, you know, it looks great, but we always say that with Zack Snyder. Yeah, we know. All right, it looks great, but shit, you know, I don't know, man.
There's more to it than that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, shit, paint a turd gold. That'll probably look good too. You know what I mean? Come on. I don't know what to tell you. But hey, listen. I like to give things other chances too. He has his new Rebel Moon out, the Scar Giver.
Part two.
And I always say, you know, all right, sometimes it may take people longer than others to get their stride. So maybe with this second movie, everything will kick in with this. So, you know, this is what we have here. We're going to watch a trailer, but this is if you saw the last movie, then you know a lot happened. It was pretty much like we said, it was Star Wars, The Seven Samurai, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, let me just go ahead and take this whole bucket over here.
A handful of different anime.
Yeah.
Star Trek, it was everything.
It was everything. The man tried to give you everything all at once. And gave you nothing.
It's one of those restaurants where you go in and everything's on the menu and nothing you order is good.
Yes.
Zack Snyder is a Cheesecake Factory of directors.
Oh, that's going too far. Zack Snyder is the Golden Corral of directors.
Yeah, he's a buffet.
Yeah,
this food's not very good. I know, but so many choices.
But it's everything. It might not taste that good, but it's everything. Golden Corral Zack. So here, with that, we tried to give you everything. What it came down to is a theme that you've seen before. You have an evil empire out there picking on this one village, trying to get all their wheat and grain. And then, and so a band of heroes gets together, you know, who...
A disparate band of heroes.
Exactly. They, you know, they guardians of the galaxy themselves together and come together and help train this village to fight these evil empire forces that are coming down trying to take their grain from them. We've seen this before. It's a Western. It's, you know, all kind of stuff. So anyway.
It's not that we've seen it before. It's that we've seen it before 100 times.
And 100 times better. So now... We are back again with Rebel Moon Part 2. And we'll watch the trailer and I'll come back and elaborate on what story there is there a little bit more. But let's go ahead and watch the trailer and we'll be back with our reviews.
They're a nightmare. Is you and I fighting together?
You must know. You cannot win.
You're all here. Because there is nothing to return to. Dark days lie ahead of us all. We will teach you how to fight. That's impressive. The Scargivers among them. Those this village holds most dear. I shall destroy them.
I'm sorry, that choice of music right there.
The haircut. Looking like Lloyd Christmas.
And my man did his best. He did his best anime superhero pose when he landed to it. Yeah, y'all like that shit? Yeah. Oh, they're looking like a damn Vulcan.
Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah, look, he's from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, that's all I saw. The hair just kills it for me.
And boy, got that Dumb and Dumber haircut and got that pomade slick down on it too. Look, yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I have no choice but to fight.
The Scargiver herself.
Go.
Are you truly prepared to allow this to continue in your name?
I'm sorry. I won't allow this place to die for me.
So,
welcome to Golden Corral.
Yeah.
Choice is yours.
So, with this last time we saw our cast of characters over here, then we had your boy here, Darth Fake Ass, whatever his name is. what's his name? Atticus Noble is the character played by Ed
Screen.
He was killed in the last movie. He's this movie's Darth Vader. So if y'all watched the last one, y'all know that he was killed. But he's back now. So they try to set this up like they about to tell some epic ass story too. Cause as y'all know, the mother world, this whole conflict is over wheat. You know, the mother world or the empire, whatever, boy, they still want that sweet wheat from these old country
ass farmers. We gotta have that grain.
Yeah.
And we're just a small village to feed your whole mother world. Yes, I don't care. We want that particular grain right there.
The villages in Velt, that must be some good wheat, boy, because that shit must make you grow hair and make your dick hard. Because they don't, they don't want no other wheat like Martha. They want bitch. We want that old country ass wheat right there out of the whole fucking galaxy. No, we want that wheat right there. That shit makes our dick hard. We want that one.
You don't want to use us for labor? No,
hell no.
We need that little bit of wheat that y'all make every year.
Yeah. So like I said, that's when they bring back old Darth fake ass right here. And so he was killed in the last movie, but the mother world, even so they got enough technology. The technology is vast enough to where it can bring a dead man back, but they can't grow fucking wheat.
or other food. Any food.
Yeah. No, we're going to start. We don't get this little bit of wheat over here. People make... Anyway, so...
Don't get me started on the technology in this world. Oh,
so yeah, they killed this man and brought him back. So like, now they brought him back like, ooh, we're going to get that wheat now. So, yeah, now he's pissed. He's like, we're going to crush Velt, but not after we get that wheat. Meanwhile, Ben said, no, hell no. We like our Wheaties. We ain't nobody getting that shit.
Get your own cereal.
Hell yeah. We love that wheat so much, we're going to die for it. Ain't nobody eating nothing else. Everybody eating fucking cereal, man, and bread and all. Yeah, so everybody love this wheat, boy.
Aren't those animals over there? Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
We want the wheat.
Shit, this wheat must be like cocaine or meth or something, man. So everybody fighting over this fucking wheat, man. So now we are once again joined by our band of heroes who are back to teach these villagers how to fight, protect their wheat, protect their land from the mother world. Which, like I said, is just the empire.
Don't you want to have heroes just one time go, you know what? Just give it to them.
Yeah. Yeah. It,
we could fight, but a lot of people are going to die. Just give them the shit.
Yeah.
We need a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. You mean that's not a fucking grocery store? This is what blows my mind. It's this... There's this incredible technology. Uh-huh. They got robots and AI and spaceships. Clones and spaceships. But ain't nobody got a goddamn Walmart they can go to. Fuck you, man. No.
I know. These people are living in the Iron Age down here.
I don't get that. I don't get that. I this is one of the points I was making with this. It's like, so, you know, what's going on with these people? Living like they Amish, man.
Yeah.
Yes, space Amish.
Space Amish. So all this technology, and meanwhile, these people still living primitive. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Did they just drop a bunch of poor white people off here and just leave? Didn't leave them no technology or nothing. It makes no sense to me, man. And that is one of the reasons why this movie, and I'm not trying to hate on this film. I'm not, but I'm gonna tell you, for me, it is worse than the last movie, only because there's less here. You know, they made a whole second movie for what should have been the third act of one movie.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which means that we get less story. We get less characters, our character for characters that we barely cared about anyway in the first place. And that's the thing about the first movie. The first movie, for what it is, and I think we were fair about it because we said, no, it's not great, but, it, you know, for a rental to watch on Netflix or something.
The kind of stuff Netflix puts on there all the
time. Yeah, I said, it doesn't merit this much clout, this much attention, this much budget, but whatever, man. You know, it has some cool stuff in there. It's just a lame story. But in the first movie, we at least went to different places. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's true.
They had the characters. They weren't much, but at least these characters had cool action intros. Mm-hmm. To gave you something to entertain you. There was some humor in the first movie where, you know, these characters came together. As I said, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy style. You know, this movie barely has a story because most of it's made up for a battle that happens in a third act. You know, it's a whole movie centered around a climax. And then this fool is going to have the nerve. Well, have the nerve to sit up and talk about, I'm building a universe. They even did a whole, they did a special on Netflix talking about building a universe. You got some fucking nerve, man. You ain't building a universe. You stole, not you didn't even steal a universe. You stole two movies, mainly, And then you didn't even steal the whole movies. You stole the third act of those movies. You took the heart and soul out of them. And then you stretched it out for 2 hours. It's the Seven Samurai and Star Wars mainly. It's the third act of those movies mainly. Mm-hmm. Stretched out for 2 hours, man, with none of the humor, none of the heart, none of the stuff that made you root for anything because you rooted for the characters. These characters ain't shit in this movie right now.
No, they're not. And despite the effort of like, oh, hey, you, let's do a flashback to your origin. You're like, okay, we really doing this? Because this flashback you're showing me, I bet I could look up what movie this came from. And it really adds nothing to the character.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Some of these flashbacks, it's like, wow, you know, I thought you were interesting, but you're actually stupid.
Yeah, right?
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
sorry for assuming.
Yeah, no, these.
Yeah, you were more interesting when I had to make up your origin.
Yeah.
Now that I see it, I'm like, oh, well, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you were more interesting when you were fighting a damn griffin or something, you know, you were fighting a giant spider. You know, yeah. This one, the characters. I mean, if you thought the characters were thin the first one, I mean, they are so thin here. If you put them in water, they just fucking dissolve because there's nothing to them. The most character we get out of these characters is them, like you guys were saying, them having a therapy session.
Yeah.
Sitting around. They had one scene. He's sitting around talking about, what shitty thing did you do? You
know? Well, now that you ask. Are you strangers listening in on my darkest moment? Yeah. Well, let me tell you.
And by the way, this whole wheat thing. That's the spice from Dune, all
yeah,
right?
That's yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, but it's not like the spice. Like, this wheat is just fucking wheat.
It's just wheat. Yeah. I get the spice. Yeah. That spice is like a drug, you know? Yeah.
It's everything.
It's everything. It's the essence of, like, the wheat, you know? Come on, man.
You know what I did hear, though? And maybe this is Zack Snyder going, ooh, I'm so deep. Someone was telling me that apparently the war in the Ukraine, a lot of it is centered around wheat because the wheat in the Ukraine is for like all of Europe. That is what I was told. And that maybe, but that's still for this movie.
Still, you're putting that's the Ukraine. That's life.
Yeah.
We're talking about a movie with robots and spaceships and all that kind of stuff.
And it ain't growing that much wheat here.
Yeah. No.
We see the amount of wheat because they spent a lot of time showing us everybody pitching in to harvest wheat. And you're like, it ain't that much.
And then they end up using the wheat for target practice. It's like, why? Why the fuck are you doing that? Like, you're making these scarecrows and then you're blowing them up?
Yeah, you're out there like destroying your food and shit. Yeah. Yeah, this is crazy, man. All this stuff is just an excuse to stretch this movie out. Like these flashbacks, mm-hmm. That's just an excuse to stretch these scenes out, man, so we can get a movie because there's nothing else in there. That's in the slow-mo, man. I know people harp on Zack Snyder with slow-mo, and I'm not trying to be one of those people that's like, you know, overanalyzing it, looking at it too hard because it's a thing.
But all his movies would be 20 to 30 minutes shorter if he didn't slow-mo.
Yes. Yeah. Visually, the movie's beautiful. I will tell you that. The movie's gorgeous. Even some of the slow motion, I would say, I get it. You know, you want to show off. Okay, that's fine. Narratively, it's terrible. And the slow-mo it's a big contributor to that. Snyder's addicted to it. And he knows it.
Yeah.
At one point, he tried to say, I don't like slow-mo. He actually said, I don't like slow-mo. I mean, really, if you took my movies and add a percentage of how much slow-mo I'm using, it'd probably be 1%. I'm like, you a goddamn lie.
More like 100%.
And, yeah. And what's the percentage compared to every other director?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, even J.J. Abrams gave up the lens flares at some point.
Oh, that's him. I'm going to keep smoking my shit. But now he admits, he kind of gave up and says, yeah, it's just what I thought. It's what we all thought. You know, he admits that he loves it because he loves his shots. He's the cinematographer of this, too. He's the writer, director, and cinematographer. He is in love with his shots. So he likes to slow them down because he feels like, you know, it's such a cool shot. It's a shame to just kind of let it go by so quick.
And I Am Baby wants to know, why did Rebel Moon's action sequence have so much slow motion? The obvious answer is slow motion is awesome. These movies are physical. There's a physicality to what our heroes go through. The use of slow motion to me is a way of just embellishing heroic moments that our heroes go through. Because I think I'm a fan of beautiful classic artwork or paintings, I like to kind of make the moments into those iconographic frames that you can hang on and see.
So, you know, he likes to just relish pictures, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, paint, you know, draw or something.
And to be fair, in 300, when we hadn't seen him do this trick a million times, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. There's even some cool moments in this movie. You know, he really is a great cinematographer. You know, not everybody likes his color palette. I understand that. But I think that he's an awesome cinematographer. His images are great. But, you know, like I said, man, and like you were saying, you know, if you take out all the slow-mo in here, this movie would probably be 20, 30 minutes shorter. You know, I mean, and like I said, man, and I hate to keep talking about this grain and this wheat, but, you know, it really does feel like Zack Snyder loves jacking off the pictures of grain, because everybody's been comparing this. I wrote in my notes and I thought I was being original, but no, everybody's been saying this is wheat porn. Uh-huh. You know,
didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
farmers watching this, licking their lips. Now this is my shit.
Yeah, this guy gets it.
Yeah, man. I understand you want to show the villagers working. That's a, you know, a big part of whatever little story you have right here. And that's not much, but it does reach a point to where I get it. You know, it gets a point where you were just jacking off on watching all this grass over here. You know, we can move on. Unnecessary.
And what's epic or heroic about throwing weed up in the air?
Nothing.
They're doing it.
Yay. Well, she's hot as hell. Look at that. That's Zack Snyder looking at that wheat. Yeah, that's my hot ass wheat.
Maybe I don't need my swords, just this wheat.
I mean, don't nobody look at something slowed down like that unless they getting off and jacking off on it. You know, I don't know why that we have to have the wheat slow down being thrown in the air. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this scene right here, what they're doing, that's coming back from another scene. They had already been playing with the wheat in slow motion. Then they cut to the bad guys talking. Then they went right back to them out there playing that wheat again. That's another scene. They didn't even need that.
All right, you want to be fair. You guys ever played in wheat? I haven't, but maybe it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah. I haven't played in it, but shit, I was watching this so hard, I was about to start jacking off. I'm like, maybe there's something to this.
That wheat sure got long legs.
Yeah, man. He's out there just doing it slow and shit. It started to look hot after a while, you know?
But it goes back to what you were saying about the technology. Like, I love that they're using scythes to cut it down.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, a floating cart. It's like, why did the budget for your farm go to this floating cart?
Yes.
Why not robots to fucking cut this shit down?
Exactly.
Why?
All this damn slow-ass grass cutting and all this damn slow-ass wheat.
Shit. Oh, that's the fun of it. Getting in there and doing it yourself.
No. I mean, boy, they out there just... And another thing made me mad. Now, they supposed to be... They told them, they said, get to work. They said, because what they have to do is... They said, listen, we're going to use the wheat as a bargaining tool, all right? We're going to tell them we got it, so we got to actually harvest. And they told them, they said, you got to have this shit like...
In
5 days. So get your ass to work. And what they doing? The kids out there fucking around. You know? You better get your ass, to work. Kids out there just running. And people working. They running around, people working. You know they knocking over people with... Shit, that's why that wheat went up in the air. She wasn't playing shit. She got one of them kids hit her ass.
I love that. I've lived my life for revenge, but now I see the error of my ways with this wheat. All this time, I could have been tossing and threshing wheat. What have I been doing with myself?
Yeah, exactly. Slow as wheat. I want my wheat fast, which is what you'll get with. Which is what you'll get with Factor right here. You'll get your wheat fast and a few other things because, you know, not all of us have time
to frolic in the wheat.
Not all of us have time to come in and play in wheat like these people do. We don't all have time to do this right here. Some of us have things to do and we need our food fast. We don't have the time to play with it like that. So Factor is here for busy people like myself and you, you know, who, by the way, want to eat healthy. You don't want to come in and just get any kind of microwave meal. And that is what you're going to get here. Healthy eating, healthy, fast eating with Factor. You get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. So you can get back to work, get back to playing. I don't know, get back to messing with weed. You know? That's your priority right there. So, as I said, Factor, that is the solution for you for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, or even cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor that good flavor and those nutritious meals over there. Also, like I said, for all the busy people out there, customize your weekly meals with the flexibility that you need. Plus, you can also go in and reschedule your meals. If you already have a schedule that's going on, you already have a calendar of meals that's coming in, you can change that as needed at any time. So you're able to go in and customize your meals to fit your schedule. And as I said, you know, I'm going to show you some of the stuff they have here. Here's a menu. A lot of stuff. Shredded chicken, taco bowl, roasted pepper, tortellini, and Italian sausage. By the way, yes, all healthy. So you don't have to skimp on all that stuff that, I don't know, some people told you, you can't eat that if you're trying to be healthy. You can't eat that if you exercise. And oh, yes, you can. That's what Factor says. Looking for gourmet meals, though? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Oh, is your mouth watering right now?
It is.
Oh, well, you know what? Let me go ahead and help you out. It's going to make you, your mouth is watering right now, but you're saying, but my pocketbook can't handle that, man. You know, all that fresh food, you talking gourmet and all that stuff, man. I guess I'm just going to have to go hungry or eat bad because I can't afford this. Oh, yes, you can. And we can get you started right away. Look at this. If you go to factormeals.com/toasted50 and you use the code toasted50, you'll get 50% off. That's right, people. Use that code toasted50 at factormeals.com/toasted50. You'll get 50% off. That's half for all you people don't know math out there. I'm not claiming I do either, but I know good food and a good deal when I see it. Let me spell this out for you. factormeals.com/toasted, and that's the number 50. Use that code right there, toasted50, and you'll get 50% off. Oh, people, start eating healthy. Without all the hassle, all the strain on your time or your pocketbook out there, I want to thank everybody out there supporting what we've gotten. Man, I need some food right now. I want to thank everybody out there. I'm thinking about that wheat. Still got wheat on the bread.
It does look good.
Yeah, that was me right now. Oh, that's some good wheat. I want to thank everybody out there for supporting what we do. And I want to thank Factor for supporting this portion of the show. Thank you. And let's see what we got here. As I was saying, man, and you just heard him, you heard it from the man himself over here, as a cinematographer for this film, he is in love with these shots in slow-mo as his way of gazing at these shots. It throws the pacing off, and, you know, especially when you have high-paced action scenes, you know, and then some of these scenes are actually pretty cool. The battles are fun. They start out really fast, and then he has to go into that slow-mo, that slow-mo stuff. And there's a point here, and I'm not kidding, y'all. I actually had to get the clip and time it out to see if it was indeed what I thought it was. And just to show y'all, there's a scene where the character of Titus, played by Jimon Hansu, he knocks a man off the bridge. It takes 22 seconds for that man to fall.
What?
Almost half a minute. Seriously, he kicks a man off a bridge. It takes over 20 seconds for that man to fall off that bridge. You think I'm playing? If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. But let's look at this again.
Holy shit, bro.
You fall already? Like, look. Y'all thought I was playing.
I did think you were playing.
That is... Okay, that's just... It's a matter of opinion, but that's too long for me.
Well, especially that it's a nameless, faceless grunt.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if that was an important character, Martin, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
You know, if it was an important character, if it was my man kicking that dude in the hole, like from 300,
yeah,
that would be one thing. But this dude, that's nobody.
Nobody.
That's no one. Like, God damn, this is taking a long time.
It's just funny because it cuts to another shot in slow motion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Several times.
And this shot right here, as Martin says, that is not a main character. We should not be spending this long. Okay, if you want to see Jimon Hounsou kicking somebody, I still think that's excessive, but that's a main character. This shot right here is not necessary now.
I mean, it's still like hundreds of other soldiers coming at them and laser shots everywhere. I love the plot armor that all the main characters have. That they just walk around with, you know, bullets or whatever flying around them, and they don't pay attention to them at all.
Naked, yeah. Shirtless, yeah, running around looking like Tarzan, and there's lasers everywhere. Yeah, like,
dude, everybody around you has a rifle. You got an axe.
And even some of their guns, it's like they're muskets. Like, they fire them once, and they take, like, 30 seconds to reload. So weird.
Somebody in the chat had me laughing. They said, you know what? It wasn't even that high of a bridge.
It wasn't. Yeah.
And like, that's a creek.
Right. Like, everybody got up like, hey, I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like 4 feet.
Yeah. That wasn't high at all.
I don't think he did something. Dude just got right back up and shot at him again.
And knocked his ass into a pond.
That also exemplifies something I noticed throughout, like, especially the second hour of the movie, where it's like, all right, cut. Right, you're still showing me this, and it's someone rolling on the ground in slow motion. It's like, cut. Yeah. It doesn't cut, like, early enough. Like, there's so much stuff that would have been way more awesome if you just, like, bam, bam, instead of, you know, like, it's like, move along.
No, I hear you. You know, see, that's his emphasis on the visual continues to take away from the story, because there's a lot of stuff that's just not logical here. We were talking about that when we started the review, just how you have all this technology, but then why are people living this way? Why are people living so primitive, you know, when they have all this tech? Why are they living like Amish people? You know, it could have been easy to explain. Is that their religion? You know,
right, I don't know. Right.
But they don't want to explain it. Zack Snyder doesn't want to explain it, because all he wants is, you know, his whole thing is like, he wants them to look primitive so they could be in contrast to the more technically advanced villains.
It's to make them the underdogs.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's just, you know, if you're going to do that, at least put a simple explanation behind it. There was one there. They could be religious and they don't believe in the new tech or whatever. You know, I don't know.
And the costumes were weird as hell, man, the way that they were portraying these characters. All of them across the board, I would say.
Yeah. The worst writing, and this is kind of unforgivable for me, you know, especially when you were trying to be epic. And your writing is terrible. It's like, that's something that's hard for me to excuse. One of the things I hate the most is when your protagonist or your group of protagonists are losing, and then you throw in an unearned last minute save, you know, a literal hand of God.
Yeah. Almost. Yeah.
You know, it's Jimmy the robot boy. Jimmy can kiss my ass.
He's a literal Deus Ex Machina.
Yes, he is. Jimmy been standing up here narrating why everybody's been getting their ass whooped. And then all of a sudden he's been set. I mean, they half the village is gone. They brought out a big ass tank with machine guns and mowed everybody down. He's just sitting up there. Oh, my. I don't know if we can do this. Oh, but wait. Oh, I forgot. I can. I'm a badass too. So you could do that the whole fucking time, and you just been sitting on a hill just looking.
That's what I said.
Narrating.
You could do this. Not only can he do all this, but he's immune to laser fire.
Yeah.
I was like, and the guns don't hurt you? How many people died just because you were sitting around doing nothing?
Yeah. Not doing none. Just enough to just narrate and everybody dying.
Yeah.
That character, like, through both movies must have, like, what, 5 minutes of screen time or something?
But they build him up at some point like he's going to be something profound. He's not. I mean, actually, like I said, he's more of a frustrating character because he's not a main character, but then they just throw him in at the last minute to save everybody. Mm-hmm. So I just don't understand. Again, there was no motivation given for him being out of it. You know, was he programmed to not hurt people? You know, was he meant to just be the narrator? Why all of a sudden, you know, when everybody's getting their ass whooped, he can jump in and start saving everyone? Because that's lazy writing. That's why. It's terrible writing. Because
there was some weird thing in the first movie where he cowered away and went away. He's like, oh, I wish I could help. But yeah, what turned him around now? No explanation.
None.
And, you know, it just seemed like they emailed Anthony Hopkins a script and got him on a phone call and said, just read these lines. We'll know what to do with it.
Exactly.
I think that Zack Snyder just he rips off certain things and he's like, oh, yeah, the character's the same because he looks like a character from Overwatch, Zenyatta, who is a peaceful robot and he's like a leader. But this guy gets no development.
Yeah, I would have cussed his ass out too. After this. Thank you, but what the fuck is wrong with you? You saw us out there getting our asses beat down. Oh, well, I was busy narrating, boy.
Just leave.
You know,
I want to see you again.
Thank
you. There's more soldiers coming. I don't care. I don't want your help.
But there's more story. There ain't no fucking story. You were narrating nothing. This is a Zack Snyder movie. Go narrate somebody else's story. Get the fuck out of here.
I would have unplugged this song. I would have beat
your goddamn C-3PO ripoff. And C-3PO is more useful than you
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was a character.
Fuck out of here with that. I used up there wearing antlers and
I was just going to say it, but I have my antlers now. Let me save
good.
You.
Good, shove them up your metal ass. Get out. Get out.
You got the nerve to wear a cape, too.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Oh, fuck you. What's that?
I was going to say, I was waiting for him to have that badass moment where like, he drops the cape, right?
Right.
the Zack Snyder slow-mo, the cape going, foof.
Some of these images are just corny, too. That I was talking to Martin about this, the scene where they had the actual musicians playing the score of the movie.
While people are getting slaughtered.
Yeah. He's about to jamming, boy.
He said, now we're going to put these bags over your head. No matter what you hear, you just keep playing. It's going to sound like we're killing the king and the queen.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, like if that was a music video, that would be pretty fucking sick. Like I thought that was some cool imagery.
Somebody said it's all about the cool imagery.
Yeah, somebody said you already got paid. So
yeah, right.
Gig's a gig.
Yeah, exactly.
Do y'all hear that? Just keep playing.
Hey, we don't get paid to ask questions. Get paid to play.
You want to be next?
Let's hear that fucking solo.
What does Zack Snyder love more or as much as slow motion? And some of you already know the answer. That's blowing up shit. He's brothers with Michael Bay in that. Boy, he loves, he'll paint a pretty picture and blow that shit sky high. You know, that's why I was going to say, if I could say something positive about this, yes, the slow mo does throw the pacing off. But I still think like when he hits it on all gears with some of the battles and some of the fight scenes, I think they're actually pretty good. That last fight that they had here, that they had that fight between Korra, which is what's the actress's name?
Sophia Boutella.
Yeah, who I give her this, man. She for what little she has to do, she's giving her all. You know.
Oh yeah.
She has some emotional scenes in here. She really is. She's probably given the most to do the most of these characters, at least emotionally. And she really is giving her all, man. She's good. I think, though, that last fight scene between Atticus and Korra, I thought that fight scene was pretty cool.
The one where the ship is
it's
going
tilted
down
and tilting. Sliding.
No, I had to give it to him on that one.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Even though it felt like to me it was repeating what the last movie did, where they were falling and they were fighting at the end.
I guess I thought this was better.
Yeah.
It was.
I liked this. I actually love this scene, man. Because I looked at this and I said, you know what? This shows that if he made his movies leaner and if he had a good script, he could indeed make an awesome Star Wars movie. I think if he had a good script.
I think there's a lot of ifs that have to go in, but perhaps.
I didn't say that they would happen, hence if.
Yeah, he would have to be the cinematographer.
Yeah.
And editor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, if I had wings, I could fly to Cancun. Right? but yeah, man, I do think he could really make an amazing Star Wars movie if somebody gave him a really good script and they let him kind of go with the direction and say, hey, look, now we only got a limited number of time. I'm coming out of that slow-mo shit, yeah. All right?
It's fine. I'll just make it in two parts. No, we're not doing that.
Can I say this is another reason why I'm hard on Zack Snyder? Not because I hate Zack Snyder. As you see, I think he's a brilliant visual director, and I think with a great script, he could make a great movie, man. He's so caught up in his own visuals, though, that he can't really concentrate on story or character. But I'm sick of him talking about, well, this is not the final movie right here. That's still the director's cut that I'm going to make another 5 hours long. And it's like, how about making a movie the first fucking time, man? Make it good the first time.
Yeah, a good, strong 2-hour movie.
Yeah, I'm tired of these, you know, director's cut and, you know, part twos and threes. He's saying that he wants to make this 6 hours. There's six more of these movies or something.
He wants to make it a total of six movies. And adding another hour to this, it's like, what is that going to do? I don't get it.
You're definitely right about that. It's too long as it is.
Yeah, yeah. Both of these, part one and part two, are too long by an hour. Like you said, they should be, the two of these should be one movie, a condensed one movie. But you get to the end of this and it's like, but there's more. And you're like,
no.
What?
You split up two movies you split a movie into two parts, which should have been one movie. You don't need six more. You know, I mean, that doesn't mean make, plus he's always talking. It ain't happening. You know, he's supposed to make like 50 more dead movies. What are those?
Army of the Dead.
He's supposed to make 50 more of those. And that's, I don't know if that's happening. So
yeah, he has a lot of things he's been saying lately, like that he's like, I can finish and fix Sucker Punch. It's like, there's no fixing that.
Dude,
like move on. He's like, I got the footage. I might start a Kickstarter. It's like,
we fix it.
Yeah.
We've gone beyond that.
Oh, let that shit go, man.
Oh, my God.
Stop punching us, man.
Sucker.
Yeah.
Can you imagine trying to fix that? A fix would just make it worse.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Like, to even say I can fix this means you don't understand what's wrong with it.
No. Yeah, exactly. You're doing this thing where a lot of people are allowing you to go in and tinker. You're doing what George Lucas was doing. Mm. Yeah, George Lucas fucked up Star Wars doing that, man. You know, we don't need that. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I, there's a lot of things that I want to say about this, but I don't know if we're jumping into spoilers yet or not. So I was texting you about, because there's some stuff that's worth spoiling, I think.
Let's give our ratings. We want to spoil something, and we can do that. I mean, we already kind of spoil some stuff.
Not, that's not really.
It's not a whole lot here, but just go, you know, we'll give our ratings and then we can talk a little bit of spoilers.
One other thing that we didn't touch on that much was I kind of liked that the movie felt like, to me, it was focusing on Jimon Hansu. Like, I liked that he was able to, like, finally, you know, get his time in the sun in a movie, which is much deserved, I think. I just wish the material was a lot better, but he's trying. But at the same time, there's moments that are supposed to be emotional with him that maybe it's the angle of the camera or that it's in slow-mo, but like he watches people blow up. And because it's in slow-mo, it just looks like he's looking at the camera going, and it's like smiling. And he's supposed to be like about to cry. And that happened twice in the movie with like two different characters.
Well, I'll tell you what I like about him. Jimon Hansu screams so much. I give it to Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder just made one of his screams. He just made a line in the movie.
Dude, okay, that's toward the end. That scene made me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Because it was like they had won. And everybody's like, yeah, he was looking angry.
like right before
get
that.
Get out of here!
So angry and that, yeah. I was like, oh shit, does he know something nobody else knows? At the very end of that scream, the corners of his mouth turned. I was like, oh, he's happy. Okay.
He looked pissed.
Yeah, he looked pissed the whole time. Like, what are y'all smiling at? And like, tired as we would. He's like, the fuck you say?
Yeah, he turned slowly with his eyes big. I'm like, oh shit.
He was mad.
The fuck you say to me?
What? Titus, what?
Did he just turn on us?
I'm so happy.
You asshole, there's more of them.
I'm gonna give my rating. I cannot forgive some of the just terrible narrative choices in this movie. Our lack of decent writing. Not great, just lack of even decent writing, man. I mean, you know, things are just thrown together for the sake of a pretty picture. And it is a gorgeous picture. I mean, it's an ending I really do think is entertaining. We've always said this about these kind of movies. They're great to put on the background. You know, if you're at a bar or, you know, you just want to have something playing in the background while you're at home working or whatever, doing chores, whatever, you know. So I would give this some old bullshit, but because I think the ending, like I said, the ending is pretty entertaining. I give it like a really, really low rental. It's I think it's even lower than the first one. But if we get another one, that's an instant bullshit. you know what I mean?
Just add water.
Just, yeah. I mean, I'm not even going to watch. I'm just like, I know this is going to be bullshit because I'm getting tired of this, man. I was bored by a lot of this. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very disposable. It's like it's great visuals, but there's so many movies with great visuals that do I even need this? Everyone is afraid of and complains about AI. And AI takes everything that humans have done and synthesizes it and makes something that's kind of generic. And I was like, why are you worried about AI when you have filmmakers like this doing it on the regular?
Great point.
You know, it's like, man, that AI, it's like, ugh, this has already happened with AI or not. It's just, I don't respect this enough to give it some old bullshit. Because to me, it's just like, it's another thing on Netflix. Hardly anybody makes intelligent action sci-fi. Mm-hmm. It's almost like once action comes into it, the intelligence goes out the window. I'm not saying it never happens, but it's super rare. Like we saw this with Creator last year, where it's like, man, looks gorgeous, mm-hmm. but the story is just, it's like this. It's just so generic and picked from so many things we've seen that you just don't feel anything original. And it's hard to justify spending 2 hours watching this. This is that kind of movie where if we weren't going to watch it for a review, I wouldn't have made it past the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I would have looked at it and gone like, oh, okay, this again, and not nearly as good as any of the other 50 things it's pulled from. Yeah, it's just the lowest of rentals.
Yeah, I'm with you. I probably would have checked it out of curiosity. And I would have had it on all the way through, but I wouldn't have been watching.
Yeah.
It just would have been playing.
You kind of throw it on the background. Yeah. Maybe look up every so often and go like, oh, that looked like that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay. It looks like he is trying to make 4 more movies. I'm really tired of this.
And he's calling it a trilogy also. That's the thing. So each one is going to be.
Every 2 movies is a part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. I didn't like the first one at all. I found it completely derivative and just so unoriginal and frankly uninspired. And this one, I kind of thought it was the same. But I gotta say, watching this one, even though like the opening of the movie made me feel like a kid in the Peanuts, where like he's narrating, it's just like wah 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 wah, and it's just nonsense to me. But the visuals this time, they kept it interesting for me. And because the script is just so bizarre in this, you get some really unintentionally silly stuff. And throughout this, I was laughing my ass off. There's some stuff that I want to talk about that we haven't mentioned yet that is almost objectively hilarious because it's so weird. But I'm surprised you guys give this a rental. I give it a very enthusiastic and high some old bullshit. If you get together with some friends and you love Star Wars, this is a riot. It is hilarious, but not intentionally so.
Yeah, you know,
I respect that.
It's funny, people are saying spoil it. There's really nothing to spoil.
There's really not.
There's a couple of things, like the lady with the robot hands. Like, how does she get those robot hands? Fucking cut off her hands herself and then put on robot hands. That was insane.
It was insane.
Yeah.
I was just like, you really doing this?
Yeah. There's nothing to spoil because there's not really a story there. I mean, the only thing, the biggest spoiler would be, and you already know this, the fucking farmers, they win. You know, they until the next movie when they come back. But it's that's what I mean by climax. This movie is set up, it's a setup for a battle. And then they have the battle, and then they beat the bad guys, and then, you know, then they, another, oh, And then you got a bunch of Han Solo moments with other some characters that went, man, where the fuck they come from?
Yeah, oh yeah.
They had a bunch of characters in this movie that have they had nothing to do with this film. We left them in the last movie somewhere off in another galaxy, and they just swooped in all of a sudden to chase the because we beat the villains. And now they're trying to bring in some ships and try to fly off. And they're like, oh, no, you don't. You
know? Yeah, that felt like he was trying to have his X-Wing fighter pilot's moment, it was you know, yeah, doing the close-ups.
They.
But even they showed up too late. I was like, man, we sure could have used y'all 30 minutes ago.
I know, everybody's shaking it. You know, just don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, now you're here? Just
take this goddamn robot with you.
Yeah, right.
He'll be useless together.
Yeah, shit, yeah, he's on CPT time like y'all.
CP3PT.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the movie, and we were talking about it before we started today, just the reveal that how do the villains power their ship? Why, they run on coal, obviously. And you see a bunch of motherfuckers with big shovels shoveling coal like they're in the Titanic or something. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing no more, man. You know. I was like, again, I don't get it. You got all this technology and then you go and do some shit like that. I don't know.
I did laugh at the big battle where they like they beat the army, the empire or whatever, and then they look up and it's like, oh, there's more coming. I was like, you dumbasses, you really thought that was it?
Yeah.
This is a home world that's been conquering other planets, but you thought they would just send a small armada and then that'd be the end of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And none of this makes sense, y'all. None of this. Yeah. None of this makes sense. I will say I did like the way they killed Ed Skrein. I like
sure. Well, I was like, listen, if you don't cut his head off, I'm done.
Exactly. Yeah, his ass fell in a hole, and I like that. He fell into a hole, and then she found the sliding lid to that hole and shut his ass up. He couldn't move, and then she cut his head off. And I was like, all right, that's kind of cool.
I'm really hoping that in the next one, he comes back, and then they really are going to Darth Vader him. Like, just put him back together.
Come
like,
back.
Like, why the fuck not?
Darth Maul and give him a spider
body. Yeah, spider body and shit, yeah.
Make his face red. Oh, yeah. Coming back, Lloyd Christmas in red face.
I say, you know what I'll do? I'll put his
get him in an orange suit.
I'll put his head on a pair of pants and run down the street. Man, was that? That kid is like, this shit, is that man from that Zack Snyder movie? Put his head on a pair of pants and just have him run down the street. That's what I would do. You want to get stupid? Let's just get real stupid.
You want to get nuts, Jack?
Yeah, let's get fucking nuts, man. Put his head on a pair of white pants. Have his ass run through Mexico.
Man, you're right. That was, go ahead.
No, I'm just like, him just being stupid.
No, that was insane, but the woman cutting her own arms off.
And it was dramatic as hell.
Yeah, she just did it like it was nothing.
Yeah. Well, there y'all go. There we go.